composed by Jerry Douglas and Mark Schatz. Media relations coordinator was Kissy Black. Special thanks to Sally Williams and the staff of the Ryman Auditorium and the IBMA staff, Jill Crabtree, Nancy Cardwell, Jess Norberg, and Dan Hayes. I'm Eddie Stubbs of 650 AM WSM here in Nashville, Tennessee. For more information about tonight's awards, contact the International Bluegrass Music Association at 888-GET-IBMA or on the web at ibma.org. Discover what's real. Discover bluegrass.
We do hope you enjoyed the IBMA Awards show. We'll be back again next week with the very best in bluegrass, old-time country, Cajun, rockabilly, western swing, and whatever jumps off the shelves at us. So until next time, this is Arthur Berman reminding you to keep on picking.
And this is Andrea reminding you to get out, hear some music, and be true to yourself and false to no one.
And remember, the early bird gets to bluegrass here on CITR 101.9 in Vancouver.
New. It's exciting. It's the Sounds of Africa. For the Sounds of African music, join me, Sheila Sam, every Tuesday morning from 8 to 9:30, right here on CITR 101.9 FM Vancouver. From soukous to reggae, some juju, some jazz. From North Africa to South Africa and the African diaspora, I got you covered. Enrich your musical knowledge and taste as you savor the sounds coming from the Sahara right across to the Kalahari, right here on CITR 101.9 Vancouver. Tune in for the unique sounds of Africa. Start your day right with the beat and the rhythm of Africa.
Oh, Rioma, yo moto zala ke longi mwindo. Tale longi kumu kote alikolo kona ba produit ya mama kuloto.
Lelo makambo lobi makambo na lembi ee. Lelo bitumba lobi konsona ee na baye ee. Na boyi komebi santoto na matanga na lembi ee. Mario na lembi ee. Mario na baye ee.
Oh Mario, mokolo si isaki kelasi na yo zui diplome. Sepela kimingo lobi ba famino ba salisi yo pokoma dina suka ya kelasi bongo olio yo luka mosala oboyi koluka mosala okoki kokotela mwasi libala mokolo nini ba famii na yo bakolia mbongo oyo bango babebisaki ah Mario luka mosala
baprodwi nga na bakolaka nzoto ekoma sembesembe okopetenga na soka lobi na zwa maladi ya kanser. Lobi tango na kopola yo kimisa ye Mario na baye Mario na lembi
ba mama ya Mario bakanisaka Mario apesaka ngai mosolo nzoka ngai moto na leisaka na latisaka na lalisaka ye Mario na baye Sala na lembi Mario na baye
Ako pete nga na suwa Epa izuwa ya lokuta Epa izuwa ya biloko Akuta kika na yango Ikambo moke mo sala Kobo ma biloko ya nako
Natuni et Mario, Ozo Kenda, Abimer, Nana Kop Moga Kosale à danger, Yubulanga Milar, Oroyeba Makamon Sonasima, Nabina Mario Gavite, Mbongo Zeginangana Sumba Marchandise, Moyena Pesolelo, Mbongo Zaite, Natiki Mario Nandakwa Siliki, Nakomina Zano, Namunika Panabago Langa, Mama, Mama, Pam Mario, Zapeta Missouri Koko, la Bio Asengi, Mbongo Pimeli.
Mobile cutting on a bangaya singing at Commandinga and me. Nabandiko Bimanae, Mabandiko Bengae, Monsieur Mario Abimimoto, Akanisi Biloko Nangaya. Mario Nabaye, yo. Kene Mario Nale Pio.
Mario Nasalinga, Nabatia Mazako Yandingi Nandingi. Moko mosuba tuningai mona mobali wana ngabite mariote ye motapete langa ba disco ye pe mutasela langa ba course ya masanga bongo mario suba we di solo ngondenge nini siku ya komiswa ye kana nda kwa lekana na chambre ala di di puta ka ndenga na lekina tongo akamati kita tina porte afandi po ba kia ba ba ko yaza mobali na ngai. Oh Mario, tu es méchant vraiment.
Koyoka motema pasite na konga moko na putaka. La mana sombela yo, la tikeli yo souvenir ya bolingo. Moye salina la vache, na kotindela yo na bato. Mario, na lembio, kende na yo na baye yo. lokoso eleki na lebi yo.
Oui, c'est vrai, Mario, lokoso eleka yo. Okoma kobenga nga mère kaka po wuya ka mbongo na ngai. Mario, yo moto za kolia kwanga. Olia kasu kwanga tena lombele oka los na lituma, Mario. Mandefu ni okata suna na jireto ya bleu kako ya pembe. Mposo ya mbange kumi pete pete loko na mposo ya nyoka, Mario.
Bonjour, ya good morning, everybody. It's a beautiful start to a wonderful morning. Good morning, everyone in Vancouver. And if I may say so early, happy Halloween coming up. Music coming from former Zaire, now known as the DRC Congo. Music coming from Franco. Now, Franco is a very fascinating story behind that man. And I'll give you a brief bio and then we can get on. It is 8:15. You're listening to Sounds of Africa. You're with me, Sheila Sem. That song lasted a good 15 minutes. And that is what Zaïan music way back when was. You would go dance, go have a drink, come back to the dance, go back for a drink. You ain't miss nothing. Come back for the dance. It was a total body workout. So that's music coming from Franco, and this is coming from Francophonic Volume 2, and that's Franco et l'TPOK Jazz from Fomazé. He was born François Luambo Makiadi on July the 6th, 1938, in the village of Sonabata in the Basse Zaire region. His father, Joseph Emongo, was a railroad worker, while his mother sold homemade bread at the local market. He began his musical career at the tender age of 7. He had already built his first homemade guitar at that age. He played the guitar to attract customers to his mother's market stall. His musical talent was first tapped by guitar Paul Ebongo Deyawan, who took him under his wing and taught him the subtleties of guitar playing. Franco made his professional debut in Deyawan's Watam band at the tender age of 12. While at the band, he vowed audiences that his exemplary guitar skills while playing a guitar which was almost as big as himself. He cut his first solo album titled Bolingo Nangai na Beatrice, which means My Love for Beatrice, back in 53. In 56, along with Jean-Serge Essaus, he formed the band OK Jazz, which was later renamed TPOK Jazz. 2 years later, when Essaus left the band, he took over as band leader and never looked back. The band grew from the original 6 members to over 50 members 30 years later. For over 30 years, he recorded prolifically and performed for audiences the world over, while maintaining a distinct style that was totally only Franco Luambo's style. His band dominated the charts and produced over 150 albums, most of which sold over 50,000 copies. He died in October 1989, leaving behind 18 children, as well as a very huge musical legacy. We continue with nothing but the best in music, because, hey, it's all about African music. But I'm sticking to the Congo. But before I do that, I got a little message here for you.
CITR has more friends than ever before. We've partnered with tons of local businesses to bring you great discounts in the communities where you live, work, and play. Maybe Main Street is your main drag. Present your friends of CITR card at Red Cat Records, Lucky's Comics, Devil May Wear, Thriller, Blim, The Kiss Store, The Wallflower Modern Diner, RX Comics, Antisocial Skateboard Shop, Vinyl Records, Regional Assembly of Text, and Twig and Hottie to receive fabulous discounts. So become a CITR member, get a free friends card, and feel the love.
Mixon, balancez la sauce. be bebe sila. Cabinet yele abamako.
Allez tout le monde, bloqué. 1, 2, 3. On va tous bloquer. 1, 2, 3. J'ai 2 séquestres. Oh, ah oui, Lolo Mbaye. Pour un faux dossier, monter à Bézélo. Si y avait pas maître Tchunga na souka wapio. Grand frère Okuda, ça fait faute.
Soirée Adama Koité.
Awilo Longomba, Congo, sequestration. 24 minutes past 8 is your time. Calming down a little bit, just a teeny weeny little bit. Papa Wemba and Kofi Olomide. We're sticking to West Africa today. Well, Central Africa, kind of. Yeah, Central Africa. A lot of rumba type of music, African style. Esakola is the title of this one. You're listening to Sounds of Africa, CITR 101.9 FM.
Blanchard Massoua.
Moto Zangi Bolingo, Makomona Yawete. Moto Zangi Bolingo, Bembeni Yawete.
Et le prince Abdul.
Oh, que se nzoto akila na biso ya nzoto ekokani
Chamo tu, chamo tu, chamo tu.
a better mix of the two biggest names in Africa in terms of soukous music, both based in France. That is music from Papa Wemba and Koffi Olomide. Sounds of Africa, 8:30 is your time. And we continue with nothing but the best, going up to North Africa, Algeria specifically. Music coming from Khaled, Aisha. Old classic. Totally dig this song. Except this is a remix version.
Aisha, réponds-moi.
It's new. It's exciting. It's the sounds of Africa. For the sounds of African music, join me, Sheila Sam, every Tuesday morning from 8 to 9:30, right here on CITR 101.9 FM, Vancouver. From soukous to reggae, some juju, some jazz. From North Africa to South Africa and the African diaspora, I got you covered. Enrich your musical knowledge and taste as you savor the sounds coming from the Sahara right across to the Kalahari, right here on CITR 101.9 Vancouver. Tune in for the unique sounds of Africa. Start your day right with the beat and the rhythm of Africa. The African president, the black president, as he used to call, he was called. Music from Femi Kuti.
Will Jesus ever
That's one of the more gentle music tracks in terms of lyrics coming from the Black President. Music from Femi Kuti, Wonder, Wonder. It's actually quite a fascinating question. Will Jesus ever come? Don't know. Your guess is as good as mine. We continue with great music on Sounds of Africa. Coming up next, Baba Mao, Youssou N'Dour, Papa Wemba. Just to mention a few of the huge celebrities to come out of Africa. And I totally love the fact that these big names got together and put this track together because it's just the bomb. Coming up at 9 o'clock, we have news in brief coming from the African continent and the diaspora. And I'm going to talk a little bit about the VIFF, the African side of things. There's a couple of movies that are being featured thanks to the FIFA World Cup. Sort of kind of put African focus back into the movie industry and gave it a little extra oomph. And hopefully later on, I'll tell you a little bit about a couple of the people that we will be interviewing from the VIFF with the African touch. So the feature films, most of them I think are biographies, kind of. Documentaries, I guess, is a better word. I'm going to be talking to some of the people that produced some of the films based in Africa on Africans in next week's show. Hopefully, keep your fingers crossed. Meanwhile, we continue with nothing but the bass of music. So I am giving you, ladies and gentlemen, Baba Mal, Youssou N'Dour, Papa Wemba, just to mention a few of the names in this huge hit. I mean, it's massive.
Si ce que faut ni c'est toi c'est luna le ni pèse pinoyon musicien ou atme musique sans nous une frontière ni pèse besoi. Money beats God alone.
te man malkin la mani bis go de la te man malkin la se to isi mi ye e
Strength, dignity, respect, beauty, self-worth, safety, confidence, choice, hope. The Beauty Night Society is a registered charity dedicated to helping marginalized women introduce trust, hope, and self-esteem into their lives. This is the
first day of Through its popular makeover program, the Beauty Night Society has touched the lives of thousands and reintroduced a healthy touch to the lives of vulnerable women throughout British Columbia, creating real life makeovers.
Please visit www.beautynight.org for information on programs and on how to help. Beauty Night, because dignity is beautiful.
I think I was blind before I met you.
Now, anybody who listens to African music, this will take you way back, back in time. Coming out of Benin, Angelique Kidjo, or Remy. 11 minutes to 9 is your time. This is CITR 101.9 FM with me, Sheila C, giving you nothing but the best of my taste in African music. Hope you're enjoying your morning.
Oruba
Ante kimberu la ya yo.
Totally unique voice. I love this woman. And, you know, she's gone places. She's been places. She's done things. And she sticks to what she's good at and does it well. Music coming from Angelique Kidjo. So let me give you a little run back as to what we've done so far. First track was Mario by Frank and Le TPOK Jazz. The second track, again from the Congo, Sequestration by Awilo Longoba. Then Papa Wemba and Koffi Olomide. We did a lot of sukus this morning just to get your energies up, levels up. Papa Wemba and Koffi Olomide were followed by music from Algeria, Khaled with Aisha, the remix. Then we went off to Nigeria with the black president, Femi Kuti. And then Baba Mal and Papa Wemba from DRC. Now Angelique Kidjo from Benin. So we're zigzagging across Africa. And we will continue to do so. But I'm going to head on down to South Africa right about now. But before I do, I've got a little bit of news. As I said, I would talk a little bit about what's happening at the VIFF. Now, a couple of the movies that are being featured from Africa, reason being, you know, pride and interest in Africa has increased dramatically since the World Cup this year. And once again, filmmakers have been ahead of the curve. The VIFF has experienced an incredible increase in the number of submitted films set in sub-Saharan Africa. And they've taken these excellent opportunities to launch a new series. The colorfully wide spectrum of subjects and styles range across rapid changing and dynamic Africa from Chad to Congo to Kenya, Ethiopia, and I'm proudly to say Malawi is included in there. Malawi is a tiny country. It's where I come from. Not much ever happens there because we don't have any natural resources, people to come over and fight over or corrupt people. Malawi is also being featured. Tanzania is being featured. South Africa and Zanzibar are a few of the ones being featured. Some of the movies, one is Bush League, which was directed by Cy Kuchenberger out of the U.S. That will be showing tomorrow at 8:45 p.m. Granville Cinema. The other one is Good Morning Africa, directed by Chiara Sambucci from Germany. And that will be at Cinematique Thursday the 7th at 9 p.m. and Friday the 8th at 1:30 at Van City Theater. The other two that I know of are Kinshasa Symphony, and that was directed by Klaus Winchmann and Martin Baer from Germany. That will be Friday at 6:15 p.m. on October the 8th, Granville Cinema, and Saturday the 9th at 2:30 p.m. again at Granville Cinema, and the following Thursday on the October the 14th at 1 p.m. again, Granville Cinema. A Place Without People is another one based in Africa by director Andreas Apostolides. Now, he's Greek, Tanzanian, or one of the two, or both. Well, I think he's both, I guess. That'll be showing at the Granville Cinema Friday the 8th at 8:45 p.m. and Tuesday, October the 12th at 3:20 p.m. again at Granville Cinema. You want to know a little bit more about that? You're going to have to log on to their website. That's the VFF website, and get all that info for yourselves. All right. We have 4 more minutes before news time, because it is 4 minutes to 9. You're listening to Sounds of Africa. We're going to South Africa. Music by Ladysmith Black Mambazo, the biggest hit they ever produced back in 1987. Diamonds on the Soles of Her Shoes. I totally dig this track. I totally dug it. I still do. It's a classic as far as I'm concerned, but I'll let you make your own judgment.
Awa, 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 try it like a leg on charm. Awa, awa, hot as in swing is an arm charm. Awa, awa, Sibona, Wense, Gaganja. Awa, awa, Amanda Mazane.
She's a rich girl, she don't try to hide it. Diamonds on the soles of her shoes. He's a poor boy, empty as a pocket. Empty as a pocket with nothing to lose. Sing ta-na-na, ta-na-na-na. She got diamonds on the soles of her shoes. Ta-na-na, ta-na-na-na. She got diamonds on the soles of her shoes. Diamonds on the soles of his 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 shoes. She's crazy, she got diamonds on the soles of her shoes. Well, that's one way to lose these walking blues. Diamonds on the soles of your shoes. She was physically forgotten, but then she slipped into my pocket with my car keys. She said, "You've taken me for granted because I please you. Wearing these diamonds." And I could say, ooh, ooh, as if everybody knows what I'm talking about. As if everybody here would know exactly what I was talking about. I'm talking about diamonds on the soles of the shoes. Sign of a wave. The poor boy changes clothes and he puts on aftershave to compensate for his ordinary shoes. And she said, "Honey, take me dancing," but they ended up by sleeping in a doorway by the bodegas and the lights on over Broadway, wearing diamonds on the soles of their shoes. And I could say, ooh, ooh, ooh. And everybody here would know what I was talking about. I mean, everybody here would know exactly what I was talking about. I'm talking about soles of my shoes, yeah. Well, that's one way to lose these walking blues. Diamonds on the soles of my shoes.
It is now 2 minutes after nine, and it's time to take a look at news in brief from Africa and the diaspora. The news today starts from, let's see, where do we kick off from today? We kick off in Angola. Angola may draw an additional $353.1 million from its standby arrangement with the International Monetary Fund. The amount brings total disbursement under the US dollar equivalent of $1.32 billion arrangement to $882.9 million. In Burundi, Burundi has urged the United Nations and international community to maintain their support for the African nation's program of socioeconomic development. Thus, it is that we take advantage of this podium to launch a fervent appeal to the international community, the United Nations system, your respective country and charitable organizations to continue their indefatigable support to the government of Burundi with the ultimate aim of laying the foundation of a durable development and permanent consolidation of the gains of peace, democracy, stability, and reconciliation. This statement was issued by Burundi's second vice president, Gave Rufyikiri, who was addressing the UN General Assembly over the last weekend. In Cameroon, the Cameroonian President Paul Biya met the U.S. Assistant Secretary of State for African Affairs, Jenny Carson, over the last weekend. Carson said talks focused on the political situation in the Gulf of Guinea. Biya also met with United Nations Chief Ban Ki-moon, the Cameroon Tribune has reported. News from the diaspora, Cape Verde is well positioned for strong growth over the medium term, according to the International Monetary Fund. Improvements in business confidence indices, tax receipts, and import points to a broad-based rebound in economic activity following the financial crisis, the fund's mission, whose members visited the nation on September the 15th to the 28th, made a note. Comoros, the African Development Bank Board of Directors, approved a debt relief package for the Comoros after the nation met the requirements under the Heavily Indebted Poor Countries Initiative. The bank will write off Comoros' $34.6 million debt from the year 2009. In Nigeria, Niger's leader, Salu Jibo, urged the United Nations and other international organizations to observe the forthcoming series of polls to help restore constitutional rule in the African nation following a coup in February. A series of elections, including a referendum on a new constitution and presidential polls, will be held sometime between October the 31st and 2010 and April the 6th, 2011. News from the northern African country of Mauritania. Mauritania increased its revenue for the first half of this year due to the robust collection efforts and an upswing in economic activity, according to an International Monetary Fund mission. The mission also noted Mauritania's strides in implementing structural reforms to promote higher sustainable growth. The mission was in Mauritania September 15th to the 26th. A mini-summit on Somalia at the United Nations headquarters on September the 23rd called for sustainable funding for the transition of federal government security forces and African Union mission in Somalia. The summit also urged the transitional government to end infighting and provide basic services. News from South Africa. Chronic unemployment in South Africa is rooted in an apartheid past, which has cut off blacks' access to quality education and drove them to rural areas, most experts say. Moreover, blacks with little education faced labor challenges as the economy was shifting to more skill-intensive sectors like retail and financial services, while agriculture and mining were in decline. This report was issued by the New York Times. That's all we had for you in the news in brief from Africa and the diaspora. This news brief comes your way on the CITR's Sounds of Africa show at 9 o'clock every Tuesday morning. Meanwhile, we continue with music from the African continent coming up next. a rather interesting combination from Mali and Côte d'Ivoire. We're talking of none other than Salif Keita and Cesaria Evora with Yomori. I hope you guys enjoy this. I kind of like it. It's got some sweet, very unique, mellow sound to it.
Tormenta na brandura e calmaria, nós já morta bem descansar, disse luta e resistência para sobreviver nesta tormenta.
Não tem fé, não tem bem amassado. confiante, não era mais risonho. Olhar de nós criança, tá torna a brilhar de inocência. E na mente se esgritaiada, temporal talvez tá mais nada.
Coming from Salif Keita and Cesaria Ivora Yamor. The time is 9:15. This is CITR Sounds of Africa.
Carrie, darling, Carrie, Carrie Brown, I cried. If I can't marry Carrie Brown, believe I'd rather die.
You have wandered into the folk oasis. Welcome to it.
Stop the world and let me on.
You are indeed listening to CITR 101.9 FM in Vancouver.
I've been trying to keep my mouth shut, baby. I've been trying to change my dark ways, maybe.
Yes, 8 to 10 p.m. every Wednesday night. It's me, Val, hosting 2 hours of eclectic roots music. Oasis.
Giving you a little
By Wasis Diop. Everything is never quite enough. Hails out of Senegal. Wasis Diop was born in Dakar, Senegal, back in 1950. We continue with music going on to South Africa. Music coming from Gloria Bosman. Play me a love song. 20 minutes past 9 is your time. CITR Sounds of Africa.
Let me
c'est ma douleur.
South Africa.
It's exciting. It's the sounds of Africa.
Staying in South Africa, music coming from one of my favorite artists out of South Africa. This song is titled When Days Are Dark.
Thank you.
music there coming from Sipo Gumede, and that is music from an album titled Smooth Africa, but it's also found in his own The Best of Sipo Gumede, When Days Are Dark. Well, it's time for me to love and leave you. It's been a great show. So until next week, I say you all take great care of yourselves. Have a wonderful Halloween. And until next time, God bless and tell each other you love each other, because you only have one life to live and it's short and it's busy. So when you get a chance, do tell that loved one that you do. Until next week, I say God bless. Coming up next, The Man with the Charm, Third Time's a Charm, hosted by Bryce Dunn.
Yeah, you see, I just feel it.